What's on my heart? First of all, the sharings that I've heard tonight, really inspiring, really encouraging, so many things. What sticks out, Lawrence, I never heard the five loaves, the parable with the talked about as molecules, you know, being replicated. That is so deep and dope and awesome to even visualize that, you know, that's that same power Jesus Christ had, we have with our words. And it is so true. It is absolute truth. It is such a revelation this day and time. I mean, I've seen it in my own home with God just blessing my home, blessing my house, and prayers about, you know, that my children and my family will come to know the Lord in a deeper and more intimate way. Just really seeing the fruit of the heavenly words that I'm hearing. And really just seeing God working, because it's really not us doing anything, but just speaking those words and believing and connecting and, you know, faith cometh by hearing and hearing by the word of God. So those words we're speaking are directly from God, and they're alive and they're quick and they are framing and forming our lives. You know, every word that I've heard tonight that's inspired me and has activated my spirit is alive, and, you know, it's seed, and I'm receiving it. I'm meditating on it, you know. I'm really stressing that because I heard some things I heard something this week that I received that wasn't from God. And it's just so subtle. It's just so subtle how the words that we hear from people or what we're watching, how they really can just seep in, you know, and just real insidiously. And then all of a sudden, a little weed is formed, you know, like a little. And so that's why it's so important to, you know, stay connected to, you know, have these one-to-ones, to spend time with God, to speak in tongues, because it's the practice of doing these things that immediately, like a microscope, zone in on those things that can creep in and just pull them out, you know. And that's what happened to me this week. I don't want to get too much into it, but I had some pain and I received information, some words, and it just bred something else of a concern of mine that just took me off course. And it just was so unnecessary and so stupid, but I'm just so grateful to God that, you know, that's all it was, and God rooted it out, you know, just by being connected and hearing those rhema words from my minister and just staying with God, you know. It's just so simple to continue to practice what we're being taught. That's really where I am right now. That's what's on my heart, is really just to continue to stay focused on my field where I am, you know, not looking to the left, not looking to the right, not, you know, and this is, I'm working, God is working with me on this, but really taking my focus off of what my husband is doing, what my children are doing, and just praying for them, you know, just being still with God and just praying for them and encouraging them and speaking those heavenly words, so that God can continue to work, and for me not to get in the way of that with my thoughts and my ideas, you know, just staying still and staying with God. Even if, like, emotionally something happens, you know, knowing that our emotions don't drive us, knowing that, you know, our imagination, we have to cast it down, you know, if it's not lining up with what God says. And thank God for the Holy Spirit. He leads us and He guides us to really have these understandings and these revelations to just see the spiritual way, you know, and not the carnal way. I have some fantabulous news about family and praying for my family, and just the confessions that, you know, I've been making all year, is that it's even, you know, crossing over into my daughter's home. My four-year-old grandson, who's going to be 5 in August, spoke in tongues this week for the first time. So that is so magnanimous. And it just keeps my heart so light and so even more focused on God. You know, I've been talking to my daughter here and there, and just, you know, really going heart to heart with her. You know, we're basically having one-to-ones, but it's not like how it is how how my one-to-ones are with Lawrence, where when I go to my, before my one-to-ones, I pray, and even during my one-to-ones, I'm praying, asking God to speak to me, to reveal things to me, and for me to just be connected to Him, you know? And then God just does the rest, and Lawrence does his part, and then afterwards, you know, there's activation, there's revelation, there's, you know, there's a just total activation in the spirit where you're just, your mind is just opened up, your spirit is opened up, and your, and God is just talking to you, you know, like pinpointing situations and things that are, that, that He's doing or working or whatever it is you need in that moment, you're gonna get it. You're gonna get it. Even, and sometimes you may have a, you may go to a one-to-one and don't even know you had a need or a question, and then it's revealed to you, and you're like, wow, okay, I wasn't even expecting that. But, so yeah, with my daughter, I don't necessarily explain to her, you know, how we do what we do in fellowship. I just let God lead me when she calls me to just encourage her, to minister her if she needs it. And also, I don't even bring it up. Like, she comes to me with her heart. She's getting hungrier for God. And as she's getting hungrier for God, the opportunity comes, it presents itself, and then I meet her right there and I encourage her, and that's a one-to-one, you know? And I know she's listening because she's quiet. My daughter's like me, so I just talk a lot. And when she's quiet, I know she's listening, you know? And so God is working. And so, again, these connections where I am, where I'm being fed, like today I'm so full, you know, I'm definitely going to go back and listen to the sharings that I've heard already, because I'm working and I'm kind of multitasking, but I want to just focus, you know, on what I'm hearing. And so because of this, it's feeding my home, you know, the faith of Kim and Lawrence to choose to be leaders to God's people and to minister to God's people. Is and feeding us spiritually, being that vessel, that earthen vessel, it, that same power, that same love is now feeding into all of us, you know, and we're receiving it and we're acting on it, and now it's seeping into my daughter's home, you know. This is the continual flow of God working in our lives, touching our families, and guiding us and leading us and, you know, leading us into all truths about who He is and what His plans are for us, you know? So I'm just content in that. Even though, like I heard somebody say today, even if you don't feel like it, you know, like, I'm being honest, I'm working here, like, a lot's going on, I didn't feel like it, but it doesn't matter, because God will give you the words to say. You just give Him your heart, and you speak from your heart, and, you know, you let Him speak through you. So that's what I have to share, you know, just that I'm continuing to stay with Him, no matter how I feel. You know, it's kind of like a want week, but like Lawrence mentioned in his sharing, you have to turn it on like a light switch, you know, even in the midst of all of that, like a light switch, as soon as it comes to my mind, I know that's God kind of tapping on me, okay, speak those words. And I tell you, I don't even feel like it. I feel like there's a brick on my tongue. But I push through it, and I speak those words, because I know what that is. That's the carnal mind. That's the flesh keeping me from knowing, from doing what God is instructing me to do for my benefit, for my profit, and for the profit of the body, for the profit of this family. To speak those rhema words out loud, make those declarations. And as we make those declarations, just like a year ago, I was in a different place, and those declarations brought me to where I am here, where I have peace with my husband. He's right here in the room. I don't know if you want to say hi, baby.
Hello,
ma'am. Hiya.
And so just those declarations from a year ago of being separated and all this, the turmoil and chaos that the enemy tried to, you know, to infiltrate our family, hearing those heavenly words, hearing those rhema words, making those declarations, speaking in tongues, and honoring God with that first fruit, all of those practices brought us to where we are now, where we are, we're at peace with each other, where, you know, we talk about spiritual matters, where we're praying for our family, where we're having fellowship on Sundays, and all of that is from the declaration. So even though this week I had a, you know, want week, so to speak, spiritually, my mind was focused on what I knew I needed to do, even when I didn't feel like it, was to continue to make those declarations, those confessions, to stay with God, because 6 months from now, 8 months from now, it's going to take me to where God has me. You know, we're all on this journey, but we have to continue to stay focused on what God is encouraging us to do, because it's what's going to carry us, you know, to those manifestations. The only thing keeping us away from whatever anyone here is believing for, the only thing keeping us away from it, not keeping us away, but the only matter between us, what we're speaking, our words, what we're believing for, and the manifestation is time, right? Because at the end of the day, you know, when we speak it, it's done. You know, when God said, let there be light, there was light, you know? And I think I shared this with Lawrence the other day. I heard someone else say, this is not for me, but I've heard this said, that, you know, when Jesus Christ died on the cross and he said, it is finished, that every promise, through the accomplishments of Jesus Christ, every promise has already been given and done. You know, call those things that be not as though they were. They're already done. So the only thing that's not necessarily keeping us, I don't want to use that word, I'm sure there's a better word, but it's only just time. Time is the only factor, because we already have it. So when we're making those declarations and those confessions and we're operating and moving in faith, that's what's moving us through the time to just receive. So even though I wasn't necessarily, you know, my feelings were in the way and whatever else was going on, I need to take my mind off of it and focus when I could and when I was reminded to on what I'm supposed to be doing, even in those moments. So that's what I've been doing. That's what I'm going to continue to do. I'm going to go back to work now, but I'm so blessed to have shared. I'm blessed that you guys are here, your family in such a spiritual deep way. Like I'm just completely fed and full and blessed. And that's all I have to share. I love you all.